were given a chance to save the world, even if it meant risking everything you had, would you take it?
I really don't need you to follow me around. I'm more than capable of taking care of myself. See?
I hope you plan on paying for that, Your Highness.
Here, there should be more left to pay for it. My apologies. And Enya, I know that you don't like that I accompany you everywhere, but need I remind you that you are heir to the throne, and I do it upon your father's command? If I didn't do as he wished, it'd be my head on the chopping block and someone else here with you.
I suppose you're right. You are the least insufferable of all the guards, after all.
Oh, why, thank you, Enya. I'll make sure to have that inscribed upon my gravestone. I can see it now. Sir Rowan Gilroy, head of the Royal Guard and least insufferable member of that very same guard. It's not funny, it's rather rude, actually. People under my command are lovely, and insufferable is not a word I'd use to describe them.
How about boring? Short-sighted? Maybe even oblivious?
Hey! Get back here! Get back here! Both of you! Both of you! Gods above, if your father finds about this,
Don't worry, sir. We'll be back after we take a look at that ship by the cliffs.
Are you sure this is where they told you to go? This is nothing but a bunch of rocks and a small town, with all due respect.
There's more than just rocks and a little town here. There has to be. The visions, they were so clear. May as well have given me coordinates. Maybe it's magic or something. What they showed me was so great. Of course magic would hide it. Yes, it's the only explanation.
Well, if you say so, Anders. I just hope we didn't waste all this money coming out here chasing a silly little dream. This crew was expensive to hire, had to be, or else they probably would have slit our throats by now.
You're really going to call a message from the Valkyries a silly little dream? Marcus, darling, choose your words a little more carefully before you get us all killed. Not that it'll matter if the two of you don't shut up about why we're here. I don't care how expensive those men aboard our ship are. They'd kill you in a second for even the slightest chance of having it for themselves.
Reyna, don't worry, it'll be fine. We're paying them double for the return trip, and they have no idea what we're looking for. And they won't, no matter how hard they listen to us now. Hell, we could tell them that we're looking for the Raven Queen's heir and they'd believe us. They're a little... dense.
Or would you rather sit where you were, content and happy, spending the last days of the world with the people you care about, in comfort? If you did that, at least, there would be the chance to say goodbye, with no chance of failure. You can't fail at something you never tried. Most would, unfortunately, choose to do that. And since I can't do everything myself, it seems that I'll just have to give the mortals a little push in the right direction.